Blackstone Audio presents Guardians of Ghul, The Outcast, Book 8, by Catherine Lasky. Prologue.
You are a mask! You are nothing more! There is nothing behind your mask, not a face, nothing! I shall fly in the fullness of the night, under the moon and the stars. I shall hunt the vole, the rat, even the fox. I shall become part of our kind, no matter where I have to go. But I shall go, and I shall never, ever return to the pure ones. I defy you. I have free will.
Shouting, Nyrok flew directly at the mask that hung over the still water of the small lake. It was the mask of his father's Scroom, Clud, who had haunted him ever since Nyrok had fled the pure ones. And now the glaring mask seemed to grow dim and tarnished. Silently, it shattered. Shards of the once burnished metal that had hidden Clud's war-mangled face fell without a splash into the water. Nary a ripple disturbed the placid surface of the pond. Gone? Is he gone at last? It seemed too good to be true. Once, twice, three times, Nyrok flew over the lake, peering into its amber depths, but all the young owl could see was the reflection of the full-shine moon trembling on the water's surface. Nyrok flew without direction away from the pond. Who am I now, without a home, without even the Scroom of a father, and with a mother from whom I must flee? What is to become of me? Where shall I go? Where shall I find happiness? Perhaps happiness is too much to ask for. Peace. Yes, peace will do. Chapter 1. Outcast Without a Name. But this was not to be, Nyrok realized, as he flew into the night. Neither peace nor happiness would be his yet. He was supposed to do something first. He just couldn't remember quite what. Since he had fled the Pure Ones, so much had happened. These last few days seemed like a tangled dream in Nyrok's brain. First, there had been the fire in Silvervale. It had been terrible, and yet beautiful. And something very dangerous had happened. Nyrok, who could read fire, had become transfixed, fire-dazed. He could not move to escape the heat and flames that were pressing closer and closer to him. Finally, he had broken free. It had been a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?